Hello, everyone. Welcome back. The Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, is upon us yet again. As always, I'm so honored that you are taking a slice out of your day to be with me. I'm your host, psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. All right, we've got a fun show ahead, so let's just jump right in. In our last episode of The Intuitive Hour, we discussed the value of meditation. We talked about the many benefits of meditation and how it's directly connected to your intuitive and psychic development. So with this in mind, and this new and more clearer understanding of how essential daily meditation is to hone your abilities, today's episode includes a deep meditation designed to assist you in tuning into and accessing even further your psychic and intuitive gifts. Most specifically, this meditation will help you awaken and tune into your third eye, the seat of your psychic self and intuitive knowing. Welcome to this meditation. This is designed to assist you in opening your clairvoyance ability. There is a dimension within you that is beyond this reality. It is that space void of minutes and days and has no semblance of time. Here, it matters not how old you are, what you look like, who you know, or where you live. Whatever your life situation is now does not matter. Your life now has no relevance in this dimension of inner knowing and stillness. It is this place we go to in meditation today. Release the need to know yourself through concepts and thoughts. We are going to a place where there is not knowing and where it is safe to release all thought, worries, concern, and daily ongoings. You will be able to come back to all of that after this meditation and when you are ready. In a comfortable seated position, with your bare feet on the ground, begin to give attention to your breath. Say hello to your breath. Relax. Close your eyes and breathe in. Feel the gentle and gradual rise and fall of your chest. Feel the expansion and compression of your lungs. Listen to your breath. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Your posture embodies dignity, so be aware of how you are sitting. an upright posture is better. When you are ready, become aware of and notice your entire body. If there are areas of stiffness or pain, release them now. Travel to each area of your body, starting at your feet. If there is tension anywhere, recognize it and relax that area. You might imagine a gold rose near any areas of tension, pain, or stress. See these sensations go to the gold rose. Pluck the gold rose up and out of your space and let it return to where it needs to. You might also see some of these spots of tension and stress float right out of your body and down your grounding cord. Thoughts may enter your mind. This is okay. Let them come. Say hello, and then goodbye to them. Use the awareness of the thoughts coming in as an opportunity to now shift your attention back to your breath. Be thoughtless. There may be moments of streams of thinking, followed by cessation of thinking. Let the ebb and flow of thought come and go. Now, put your attention on your forehead, above and between your eyes. This is where your third eye is located. This is the root of your clairvoyance. Here, you begin to strengthen, unravel, and become in tune with your clairvoyant ability. Let your attention be present in this space for a few moments. Now, envision a large eye in this area. What does this eye look like to you? Are the lashes long or short? Is this eye almond-shaped or round? Is there color? Visualize this third eye as larger than life. Imagine it wide open and alive. Envision it pulsing with life. Breathe and be present with this image of your third eye as it reveals itself to you fully. As you begin to become more aware of and in tune to your third eye, it awakens. Trust, intend, and expect this ability is strengthening. Once you set this intention, the universe has heard you. Your only task is to let the ability blossom. Even after this meditation is over, your third eye is still flourishing. Clairvoyance is much like a daydream. As you move forward in your growth, you may feel like you are making things up. You are not. All images have meaning. Learn to trust in this. Images may present very subtly. This is just fine. Images may present quickly and leave. This too is okay. We are now going to create your reading screen. A reading screen is a receptacle of sorts, much like a movie screen captures a movie. Your third eye and your reading screen work together and are as one. This receptacle will be a tool where you will see images and pictures of higher essence as you grow in your spiritual knowing. Images will present on your reading screen much the same way that you just imagined your larger-than-life third eye. When you feel ready, relaxed, and centered, imagine this reading screen out in front of you. Make it be whatever you desire. You might imagine a movie screen, a computer screen, or a giant chalkboard. Whatever feels right to you, create this. Once it is created, look closely at the details of it. What color is it? How big is it? What is it made of? Notice this for a few moments. Now, we're going to give the reading screen a grounding cord. This grounding cord is powerful and will root your reading screen to the center of the earth. It is like a tube or a funnel. The grounding cord may be whatever you desire. It may be a large, strong rope, roots, a powerful waterfall, or even a beam of golden divine light. Resist thinking about where the center of the earth is. Your grounding cord knows just where to go. Set it free to ground. Let's begin using your third eye and reading screen together. picture an image releasing from your third eye. Let it go to your viewing receptacle. See the image present clearly and as detailed as possible. It doesn't matter what image comes to your awareness. Just let it come and be aware of it. What is this image you see? Is it big? Is it small? Is there color? If you could touch it, how would it feel? Are you unsure? Then reach out and touch it. Does it move? Is it hot or cold? Do you smell anything? Gently become aware of these things in the same way you became aware of your larger-than-life third eye. Does the image shift or move with your breath? Does it change with thoughts that enter your mind? Be present with this for several moments. When you're ready, place any finger from your left hand between your eyes and above the bridge of your nose. Then push up slightly toward the center of your forehead. Rotate your finger to the left a few times in a circular motion. Then to the right a few times. Take a breath. Breathe in deeply and exhale slowly. Connecting in this way to this area sends the message to your third eye to begin opening. It must now open. Be mindful of your wide open third eye as you go through your day. It is accessible at any time you desire. You need only tune into this space and receive. Now, begin becoming aware of your breath again. Breathe in and breathe out. Bring your attention to your body and gently begin wiggling your toes and your hands. Breathe in and breathe out. Notice sounds around you as you begin to become more present with your day. Breathe in and breathe out. When you're ready, open your eyes. Take a few moments to write down what you saw in your meditation today. Write down any thoughts, any feelings, any emotions that came forward in this deep meditative space of connecting with your third eye.